How are you? Duncan, hi.
The Comb is in Nairobi, combing the city and the countryside for stories that matter.
Oh,
yeah.
This is what I like in life. Let me just tell you.
I've been hearing about the crisis of faith that came when a young father learned about his son's autism diagnosis.
I tried going to church. Mm-hmm. I really tried. Mm-hmm. The stairs, the comments of your child is disruptive. And I can't really blame them. There's no education in... But I'm like, the church should have a space for us parents who are raising kids with special needs. So I've not been in church since Luca was born. I've gone for baptism, and that was it.
And while exploring the beauty of the country's natural heritage...
Mostly herbivores are common. Impalas. We also have the hartebeests.
I've been unpicking the question of just who exactly is Kenya open to.
When I started, I never encountered any locals on travel or Western safari. So it was a 99% Muzungu affair.
I've been hearing from a Nairobian who is thinking of leaving the city.
I remember a Nairobi that's significantly different from the Nairobi we have now. There was a lot less fences, high fences and gates. And there was a lot less suspicion of each other. There was a sense of community. Somehow, slowly by slowly, we were cloistering ourselves away from each other.
And so I left the city too, to meet a family who were fed up with the high cost of living and the city lifestyle. So this is a good-sized main family room. So this is where the heart of the family will be.
Yeah, this is where everyone congregates away from their mobile phones and tablets.
Yeah.
We hope,
to be at one with nature. Yeah. You can see for such a great distance. What? Beautiful hills in the distance.
Yes.
That's all coming up on The Comb in Kenya.